This is CliffCentral.com.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up?
Good this morning.
This is Andile Kunene, half man, half amazing. We're back at it. This is the Curve Corner, and I'm with the ever lovely...
Noluthando Nkosi.
Okay, you got a thing now.
No, I don't.
Ah, come on. I mean, we're 6 years into it, and you still don't have a thing yet.
No, I don't got a thing.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm chilling like a villain.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Do you see the weather outside today? It's nice and overcast and stuff.
Partly cloudy.
Mm. You know, bringing in our subject for today.
Yeah. Well, it seems when it goes cold, there's a certain interest in...
The fuller figure.
That's it.
Hey?
That's it.
Hey, have you found this? Because you're a fuller figure person yourself.
Yeah.
Do you find that guys only gravitate towards you when it's cold?
No, I'm evergreen.
Yeah. Oh, you're evergreen. Slay it! Any day. All day, a day. Hey?
But I've heard quite a few girls who say it's a thing.
Oh, yeah?
So when winter comes around, they call these girls stalko.
Yeah, gestalko.
Yeah.
Winter stalk.
Yeah. Which I think is very offensive, but...
Oh, well, look. You know...
But hey...
You're going to look at relationships.
No, but the thing is, the only time it's offensive is when... we get what we call closet curve lovers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the very guys that claim to like you don't do so in public.
Okay.
They tell you in private.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Hence stalker in winter. Because then you become very popular during winter.
Yeah.
And yet in summer...
Is that even a thing?
Yeah, it is.
Like,
it trends on Twitter every year.
No, I see it trending, but just the idea that... Because you're bigger, you're going to keep me warmer.
No.
Yeah, that can't be a thing.
That, no.
Hey?
What are blankets for, Gandhi?
Yeah.
Guys, get a blanket, okay?
Underfloor heating.
Yeah, get underfloor heating. Yeah, like, invest in some stuff, okay?
You know. But so generally, you think there's a wave of guys that are prone to, well, maybe not prone is the incorrect word there, but that enjoy plus size women only in secret.
Yes, and winter gives them the excuse to come out.
Okay.
So it's damn, I love big girls, but
in winter
I can't be out there.
I have to wait for winter.
Yeah, I can't be out there publicly stating that I love big girls. So then what do? You wait for winter to come around.
And
for it to become publicly okay.
Sure.
To be with a bigger girl.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, yeah, it's winter. I need, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh. What are the other names for them, guys? I know you
Pakistan,
guys have got.
Pakistan.
Kuzu. I mean, guys.
Code 14.
Bashayi Enometopie.
Yeah, code 14. Hey.
Kuzu.
I must say, I've bumped into quite a few guys that prefer bigger women,
but
only when they're drunk, right? When they're drunk, they can admit it to themselves.
Yeah, because the truth comes out when you're drunk.
No, on the realsies, they go, oh my God, bro. You know, so I've been dying to say this to you guys. And oh, I've got a thing for big women. Like it's a bad thing. Do you know what I mean? And I mean, like...
Yeah, like you got a habit.
Yeah, like it's a bad habit, like you're on drugs or something. Yeah. Oh, guys, so I need therapy. I like thick chicks. Come on. Right? Do you think it's just cowardice?
I think it is. You there's something that you clearly like and you're not prepared to like it publicly.
Yeah.
And I think it's...
Do you think it's a society problem then?
That
society makes you feel bad for liking...
Look, from the time
fat
that...
Fat chicks.
Yeah. From the time that we're very young, we're sold the idea of what the perfect woman is. Mm.
How come there's no plus size Barbie? Just on a side note. It's a real question.
Hell, do you know how hard it is to find plus size mannequins in a plus size store?
Yeah. It's a problem.
So forget Barbie.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
So, I lost my train of thought. Thank you very much.
Okay.
But I'm just like, I think from the way we are raised and what we are told is socially acceptable.
Yeah.
What we are taught, whether directly or indirectly through media or in the household, we're taught that there's a certain type of woman that is attractive, that is socially acceptable.
Sure.
That's the way we grow up. And then when you search deep within
the deepness within me calls for an ocean, not a swimming pool.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And then you start feeling really bad because it goes against everything that you've been taught or everything that you've seen.
Yeah, yeah.
And instead of going, oh well, so clearly I'm not the norm.
Sure.
I'm gonna go with it. You just think, Asan.
You must hide.
Yeah. So you get guys who have a public girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
And then.
Secret love.
That's it. Yes.
Yeah. But maybe, you know, they want to keep it spicy with the secret love.
And
that's why it's still the
secret. No one wants to be hidden.
Hey?
Even side chicks will fight. Because
I'm a side nigga, and I want to be hidden all the damn time. Please don't call me out.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people want to be hashtag love lives here. And especially now with social media,
it looks nice. Yeah,
it looks great. And now with social media booming with the love lives here conversations and everyone showing off bae, and hell, Valentine's Day is coming up in a couple of days. So
by the way, that's a thing. Promise to get you flowers? We promised to get you flowers.
And this is going out on live radio. That's going to be podcasted. These guys.
Chandra's getting flowers, guys, this year.
Yeah, because I've never received
and
flowers.
And a teddy bear and a mug. Hey, and maybe some bath salts. Hey, so. Yeah, it's like bath salts, you know, do the whole nine, like incense sticks. Incense.
And the nice thing is that Valentine's Day is on a Wednesday this year, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no running away. The curve corner is live on Wednesday.
Heavy. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. So we definitely need to get these things.
That's it.
No, don't worry. Net Florist will save our lives and deliver, you know. But tell me, do you think that women hide their
big
men?
Guys.
Not just big guys, but just men in general.
Yeah, I think they do. Like, depending on how you don't fit in.
I don't think my babe is good looking enough for me, because I'm slaying.
So there's people who catch you offside, ne?
Yeah.
You know, when you like having a conversation, or you find yourself in a group of people or a party or whatever.
Sure.
And this guy who you would never think of talking to.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you are in the middle of a conversation, you don't know how the hell you got there.
All of
there.
A sudden, you're at his crib.
No, it's not that deep. Not yet. But like, you're having a conversation with this person, and you're like, Marias, you're not that bad.
Sure.
Like, you're smart, nyana, man.
Sure,
like,
sure.
You know?
Bumping a tit.
Yeah. So now you're asking yourself, like, number one, why am I sitting here?
Yeah.
And why does your voice sound so good? And you're sober.
And why
so you've got nothing
moist
to blame it on. And but you're just intrigued by this guy who you wouldn't normally date.
Talk to.
Who you wouldn't normally talk to. Mm. And then all of a sudden
it's... So not discriminate, basically.
Yeah. Everybody does that.
Right? Yeah, no, not guys.
Excuse me, closet curve lovers?
I'm a guy, I don't discriminate. No, closet curve lovers go for the thick chicks as well, just in secret. So there's no discrimination, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey?
You discriminate against people with ugly toes. But that's a story for
another
day.
That's not discrimination.
Day.
That is...
preference.
No.
English, ne?
Picking a gene pool.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Hey?
So, girls are really picky, but then you find something else that piques your interest, and then you're like,
Yeah.
And then you're not so ready to take it out to the world.
But I must say, you know, on a serious note, I've heard some girls talk about this, and I've seen the pain.
The closet curve lover thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where they're like, yo, I've got a man, but, you know, he never takes me anywhere. And we're always meeting up at night, and he never wants to take pictures with me and all of that. And I see how...
And we always order in.
Yeah, and we always order in. We can't go to restaurants or whatever.
Sad.
You know, and... But these girls are getting it, yo. They're getting it more than the slim chicks that look, you know, commercially attractive,
mm-hmm.
you know. But there's guys knocking at their doors every single day like, yo, can I get some? Can I get some? Can I get some?
Yeah.
You know, and yet all they're really looking for is that nod of approval to say, hey, guys, this is my girlfriend and she's thick. As a mug.
Hey? And I still love her with her thickness.
Is there a thing with the word fat, do you think? So if I call girl like a girl fat.
As opposed to thick.
Yeah, as opposed to thick, which means exactly the same thing. I mean,
I think thick is going to get to the point where fat is.
What do you... Oh, like offensive wise.
Yeah. Like, I think it's really...
Because girls are out there like thick and fit. Have you seen them hashtags? Thick and fit. That time, Amakuinya on the post. And you're like, thick and fit life and whatever.
I think it's very individual.
And you can say fat and fit as well, because you can be fat and fit.
Yeah.
That happens, you know.
Look, it's all,
really such a bad word.
I've learned to take the power away from the word fat. I've been called fat all my life to the point where I'm like, listen, I am going to take the power away from the actual word, because man, the number of people who are going to just use it. If you're going to get offended at every point,
you're going to have a miserable existence.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So, some people use it maliciously, and some it is a describing word.
Yeah.
I get that.
Adjective, guys.
Yeah. It's an adjective. And the difference is you have fat. You are not fat. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Hey, man, take it with a pinch of salt, depending on who it's coming from.
Sure.
And if you really have a problem with it, let the person know and call them out and say, no, don't call me fat.
Yeah. Call me thick.
But then the same people turn around and say, yeah, fat, P-H-A-T.
No, that's stupid.
Well.
I know how to spell, so.
So, hey.
Fat farm. Sorry, Uncle Rush. Hey. Did you see the Kim Kardashian post?
I saw a bit of
God.
It, but I didn't really get into it. What happened?
Yo, so how many babies does Kim Kardashian have?
Three.
She got like 15.
Three, no?
15.
She's
kids.
On three now.
Northwest.
Yeah, she just had a surrogate.
Wild West.
Carrie the.
Chicago West. Whatever. But Christ, her body is. Is insane, to say the least.
Yeah.
Right? So she's wearing this mink, right, in this one picture.
Okay.
And this high rise G-string thong thingamabob bottom. I don't know, whatever you want to call it, right?
Yeah.
She got a titty out and everything, right? She looks fantastic. But then black women take her on Instagram and Twitter and all of that nonsense talking about
why she's naked again. Much.
No, it's not the nudity.
What is it?
Baby girl got braids.
Black women are wearing weaves every single day. What the hell is their problem? That's not their
She's got braids, and black women are complaining, talking about she's a culture vulture. How can she do this? First of all, she got black kids, right?
And technically, she's not white.
You know, and she's like freaking Lebanese or some shit.
No way. Armenian.
She's like she's Armenian, right?
She's European. She's white.
Nah, B. No, like, no. I look at Italian people and I'm like, yo, y'all look like us.
Becky.
Nah, nigga. Those people are not Beckys. Look, in any case, that's up for debate. That's up for debate. But I tell you, if you're gonna walk around with a weave on your head, leave the baby girl alone.
Leave
some braids.
You're
the culture vulture, stealing people's hair from India out here, putting it on your head, talking about, oh no, babe, it's Peruvian. And it's
Fageli Prasha. And that time you are South African.
Yeah, you are South African, talking about,
as black as they come.
It's Peruvian. It's Brazilian and whatever. Come on.
Yeah, even Kim Kardashian is wearing Kwanje
Yin Lea. South African. Yaki Palk. Yes. Kim Kardashian out there with a Yaki Palk. You see that she got cornrows and everything.
I didn't see. I'm gonna go and check it out.
She's got
I'm
cornrows over here, right? That are black, and then she got. Marufa, she looked like Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, hairpiece.
So
you can't necessarily say that's a culture vulture thing.
No, abantu balwela the braids thing.
No, so but is it the style?
It's the style that people are complaining about, because it's generally regarded as a black style, right?
Yeah.
And now the funny thing is. You know, growing up in school and whatever, primary, high school, whatever, our sisters weren't allowed to even have braids at school, right? It was considered a untidy, unprofessional hairstyle and whatever. Nah.
How long ago did you go to school?
I man, when
even in primary.
But it's a thing. It was a thing, you know? I mean, kids right now, you're not allowed to cut your hair a certain way. It's unprofessional because you're black. I mean, you know, white kids can cut their hair however way they want to, but for some reason, you've got dreadlocks. I can't have a fade.
Yeah.
I can't have a high top. I can't have anything.
Yeah.
But now, you've gone through all of this torture about your hair.
Yeah.
And now that it's gone from you and other people are adopting this hair that you used to have as a kid, you've got a problem with it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
It makes no sense to me. I'd be okay if the very same people that were fighting her were not wearing weaves.
I think they're idiots.
I think it's It's the position she's in also.
Are they angry because she's with Kanye?
She's Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like, Kim's been with black dudes. I mean, Ray J.
Yeah, Reggie. But I mean...
Reggie.
It's Kim Kardashian.
Yay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't hate.
I don't know. I'm just trying to, like...
Yeah, being, yeah, understand their position.
I'm trying to be devil's advocate here, but
yeah.
It's not really working. Like, come on. Like... If she wants to wear braids, she can wear braids.
She can do any goddamn thing.
She's Kim Kardashian.
Because she's Kim Kardashian. I let her shit on my chest.
But at the same time, it's like, Beyonce wears a weave.
Yeah, and nobody complains. Imagine if white people complained when black girls have weaves. And they wrote letters.
But they should, though.
Eh? They should.
It's just like, they want... Because the difference is white people want to see that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They want to see you emulate what they do.
Sure.
So if you got straight hair, then
it's all good in the
hood.
It's
great for them.
It's all good in the burbs.
Yeah. I guess that's where the black Twitter then comes in and says, no, you can't do that because.
Yeah, but I think it's just a step too far.
Because also Solange had the same hairstyle on like her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, and Solange, you know they worship Solange.
Oh, Solange. I worship Solange. Nigga.
I worship Solange.
She can shit on my chest too.
Wow.
God damn.
You pushing it there, but
I'm just saying.
But I mean, Kim Kardashian, just going back to Kim, she's one of the reasons why big girls
are in fashion.
Came back.
Again, yeah, I guess. Really? Oh, in fashion again. Yeah,
she's one of the reasons where thick is a thing.
Yeah, because she's never been
because,
skinny.
Yeah. I mean, J-Lo brought it back, but J-Lo brought the booty back.
Oh, Lord, J-Lo.
Kim brought back the booty and the chest.
And
she just made it commercially viable to have these things that black girls have had naturally without being enhanced. For millennia, and now all of a sudden, because Kim's
now all of a sudden
okay.
Serena is hot,
because
niggas are dogging on Serena, right? It was like, oh my god, she's so manly and whatever. Yeah. Fast forward a couple of years, Serena's a thing now on people's wallpapers.
Drake,
yeah, it's Drake, man.
Drake,
yeah.
Doesn't Drake have a big girl song?
Yeah,
right? Drake, Two Chainz,
yeah, but like
Juicy J.
But then
you also see
with Nicki Minaj, who is naturally a very
skinny
girl, who went and got
implants for days.
Yeah, for everything, you know.
Yeah.
Lips, ass, and then tits. It makes you wonder why. This is why I'm very confused as to why we still have closet curve lovers, because the very same women that are in the public eye right now that are you know. Considered sexy that are making it big.
Yeah.
Excuse
the
pun.
Making it big.
Yeah. Guys are not saying, well, my girl is a Nicki Minaj or whatever.
They're still
hiding those very girls.
Sure.
Because they're not necessarily hiding obese girls. Like closet curve lovers
obese
is not
a thing.
There's a difference between guys that like to be squashed or guys that like to like certain sexual fetishes.
Yeah.
To a girl who is just on the bigger side. But she's not obese in
like the 600-pound life type of obese.
Yeah.
Because that's my reference for obesity.
600-pound life.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I know there's like a clinical description of what obese is and it, like
with
your
the
body,
BMI
body
and,
mass
yeah,
index
your
and
yeah.
All of a sudden I'm 72 kilograms and I'm obese or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't think that's obesity, right? So you're probably obese in terms of BMI.
Definitely.
I'm probably obese in terms of my BMI. Zoe's obese.
Zoe's getting defensive.
Hey, Zoe. Simpiwe is
champion.
Malnutrition. You know? But I don't look at him and go, bro, you're obese. You need to lose some weight here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But if I bump into like Mama June. If I bump into Mama June,
mm-hmm.
I know, like, for damn sure, she's obese. You know, once you start breathing like that,
it's over.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, lose some weight.
Wheezing.
Yeah, and you're wheezing, and you can't get up. It's just, oh, no, that's obese. I understand hiding that person, because now that's a weird freaking
fetish.
Those
people deserve love, too.
You better lose some weight first.
Yes.
Damn. Look, but everybody deserves love now. But come on, we can't be promoting an unhealthy lifestyle.
Okay, I get that.
All right,
I get that.
100% love yourself.
But then tell them, don't be with this person, and then behind the corners you want to be sat on. So you want this person to be to stay that size.
You better hide that relationship then, for real. I'm just saying, like hide that relationship.
But look, I just want to hear it from a different perspective. So, I mean, you're a guy who loves his body, and you're a certain size. Do you have girls that hide you?
No, man. Nobody hides me.
Are you sure?
I'm too big to hide.
Hey, but maybe it's like a thing with women then, that women generally don't feel pressured to date a specific type of guy, unless I'm talking on my ass.
They like six packs too, no?
Hey?
They like six packs too and stuff.
Yeah?
They definitely like, you know, good looking guys, well cut guys, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, bro.
But they'll occasionally rub on the tummy, I'll tell you that. Occasionally?
Yeah.
They rub it like yeah.
They love the love bubble.
They love to tell you.
You see, my whole thing is in all like my life, what I've noticed is women don't care. As long as you got game, boy. You know? Look at Heidi Klum.
But guys, maybe CEO was pretty. He just had an accident, okay?
No, it wasn't an accident. That was a thing.
Money.
No. But listen, besides money, ne?
Yeah, but CEO got game, boy.
But wait, Zoe didn't finish off. So you say girls don't hide you?
Nah, they don't hide me. Nah, hell no.
They love you.
Unless I didn't notice, but nah, they love me. They really love me.
But this is what I'm saying. Yeah. And you ain't got money like, you know.
I ain't got nothing.
Like hockey club money.
Not yet.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
We want that hockey club money.
So when you're a guy, this is where it's very. I don't want to say girls are easy, but hey.
And it was a girl who said this.
No, look, when you're a guy, all you need to have going for you most of the time is game.
Oh, okay.
Get your game right.
Yeah.
Everything else you can work on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because when you have game, it's like the situation I was talking about when we started the show, how you can be having a conversation with someone and all of a sudden they start looking attractive because of
the game.
Because of game because they appeal to you in a in not very physical sense, but mentally or whatever else.
And
so
then he can get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. Okay. So I mean you make examples like Seal. Number one, Seal was in a horrendous accident.
It wasn't an accident, guys.
What happened? Why is his face itself?
It's like a didn't
they say
guys in Kenya? No, it wasn't a bike accident. It's like a ritual thing, guys.
Oh,
it's like a Kenyan ritual, Bamkabile type of thing.
Ah, like what the Zulus go through
with the 11s. Okay. You seen them Zulu girls with the 11s on their faces? Yo, those girls look hella cheap.
They're hard. Like,
yo, you guys scare butch lesbians away.
But it's crazy. As a girl, and I mean Heidi Klum is.
Heidi Klum is fly.
Money.
Do you think Heidi Klum is with Seal because of
money? Money, guys. I'm sorry.
Ah, but he's romantic. Sorry. Have you heard that Kiss from a Rose song?
White girl, blonde hair, blue eyes. Model,
yeah, Kiss from a Rose. I love that shit.
Okay,
I'd fall in love with you.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, model.
But guys, she's
like Eastern European, right?
I might be profiling her, but come on.
Yeah, no, you're profiling hard.
Definitely.
And here's the thing, guys. Listen,
Heidi Seal's got his own money. He had money when he got with.
But that's my point. This is what he's saying.
Oh,
yeah.
The only reason Heidi got with.
Maybe that's not the only reason. But after that,
he had babies.
No, but my point is like after like yeah, what she just said after you sit down and you like talk like actually
okay,
this nigga's got
maybe let's take the white
some game
out of the
are we gonna go to Jay-Z and B?
No. That's a good example, but you know the Beehive will come after us. Let's talk about Digimon and Kimora Lee Simmons.
Digimon.
Okay, whatever, nigga. That nigga's name is Digimon. I saw that shit.
Digimon.
Ooh, Digimon. That nigga's scary as hell.
But I don't think he's scary. I think there's a certain appeal to him, actually.
You think he's attractive?
Yeah. I said there's a certain appeal.
The question I'm asking you is, do you think he's attractive?
There's a certain
appeal.
No, but
girls like that nigga. Like
and you know why? Jingle. Yeah, it's like Idris. Okay, so look, Idris is not the prettiest guy, man.
He's got a freaking leg for a dick.
He's got the sauce in it.
Yeah. Look, Idris has that thing that Claudie speaks about.
Take me.
That thing.
Yeah.
Because more than anything else, it's Yo, he's a man's man, man.
Oh, oh. Wait, no, please no, tell no, us what a man's up. Man is. Sims, maybe you want to take some notes here, B.
I don't know. He's just like, he's
so tall, dark, and handsome.
Which is stupid, but that's not just it. You know, he's
tall, I'm dark.
Nah, dog, you gotta be black, B. Like,
hey.
And
like,
I think that's porcelain. What. That's,
have you heard white people talking about, oh my god, he was so tall, dark, and handsome? And she's talking about a white guy. Have you ever seen that?
That would be very awkward around me.
Hey, yeah, they do that a lot.
Call somebody out.
Well, he was 10.
Yeah, he was 10. So, oh, he's so dark. And maybe they're talking to the dark features. He's got dark hair, like Italians or the Greek. I mean, come on. Come on. You know, you go to Greece. Not that I have been to Greece, but you go to Greece and you find people that look like Jermaine and Eldos. For realsies. They got the same curly hair. They got the same complexion. They're hairy as hell. Like, you know. It's all the same, B.
But they got niggas in Greece, too.
Yeah, because we're everywhere.
Like, niggas is everywhere.
We're everywhere. Like, yeah, but there's no group of people that are everywhere like the Nigerians.
But they niggas.
Yo, you find Nigerians everywhere, boy.
But they niggas, though. They're everywhere.
They all travel.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing.
What?
I stand by my point. When you're a guy, all you need is game. You can get any girl you want.
Yeah, but same goes for these big girls, right? Big girls will tell you straight up.
And a lot of big girls are very confident because they know where they are.
And but that's their game.
Big girls have game.
You will get handled.
No straight.
Yeah, when I remember handled. Last time when
you're
I
like,
said,
"Oh, what is this?"
Claimer. Yeah. A big girl will claim you and you will be claimed, Papa.
Yeah, so they mustn't complain about being in secret then.
No. I think big girls like should get out of the secret relationships. Look, if he's going to keep you a secret, get out.
Unless you like being a secret.
Unless you like being a secret, yeah. Love. Yeah. Then don't complain.
Yeah, I don't have to complain. But I think people, you know, they struggle with drawing the line. I mean, you walk into this relationship knowing full well that you're going to be a secret. Then all of a sudden you want to change the rules of engagement.
Okay. That's the problem. Yeah.
I think that's unfair.
Yeah, that's definitely unfair.
You knew from the get-go that you're a size chick or you know I'm a secret curve lover. You know, I've got a girlfriend. She's a size 26 or 28. I don't know what really that is. But she's small, right? And I'm messing with you because, hey, now, I like it plumpy. You know, I like the jiggle, you know. But now, all of a sudden, you want to be out in the public.
Yeah, because all of a sudden, you're not so closety anymore. You want to hang out with the big girl all the time. And she's like, what is going on here?
Oi, I'm hiding you still. You're still in hiding. Do you think that guys then, like, take advantage of big girls and make them like fetishes?
Yeah. Look, lately you can make everything a fetish.
Hey?
You can make anything a fetish. Sims, I hear you breathe. I hear you breathing.
Because, like,
what the hell are you breathing about?
I disagree.
You disagree?
I disagree.
So, what do you think of the guys who absolutely love these big girls and yet will go and ask out the smallest girl in the crowd? And still secretly go, ew.
Yeah, that girl. But that's also... That's not the fetish part. The fetish part that I've heard of...
Yeah.
Is that dudes will actively do freakier shit with big girls than they do with their skinny girlfriends.
Because they can handle it.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Because they can handle it. Hey?
That one I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, so you've dated... Thick girls and skinny girls.
Yeah.
Who can take it more? Like freakiness. I'm not talking about
freakiness.
You know, your manhood here, but yeah, just
no, guys. I can't necessarily tell you because.
But Sims is a small guy.
Yeah, but you know. Yo. Yeah.
No, but like
shit, that hurt me.
No,
you
no,
said something, and
no,
then I was just like.
No.
Let me
I'm saying this based on the fact, based on how certain guys of a certain stature,
yeah,
have said, big girls can. I'm not.
Skinny girls can take it too.
I concur with that, 100%. Just by the way, skinny girls run away in the bed, nigga. Have you ever seen that?
Which skinny girl have you been?
Have you seen that shimmy on the sheets? where it's like she's actively running away from the dick.
You know, I've seen that, but I've seen that with big girls too.
For real,
where they curl up into like a fetal position.
What are you doing?
I don't know about that.
Because like they've been, you
That's
know,
right, Sims. Like, that's right.
When you've been turning up so hard.
Okay, tell us some more.
But like, there's skinny girls. I mean, they thick girls who do that too. So
yeah,
we can't necessarily say and point out and say, oh
yeah, it's the skinny girls that do this.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can't say that.
I feel you.
But okay. You gotta be simple and honest. More cushion for the pushing, huh?
Yeah, cushion for the pushing.
No, straight.
Cushion for the pushing. Because, I don't know, guys, but, you know, because I'm new to this thick gang, you know.
I'm a thick somewhere in my neck.
I'm just saying. All my life.
After school.
All my life. You know, I've been lied to by the media talking about I gotta get myself a skinny girl. Ugh. You know, and I feel like I wasted a good, you know, 30 years of my life messing around with skinny girls because I enjoy it more with thicker girls. Fact, I mean, like, that's true, just, yeah. You know, that's just, plus I don't feel fat when I'm with a fat girl.
Can I ask though, when you say thick, are you talking thick BBW or thick SBBW?
What the hell I don't know. Explain the difference to us.
BBW.
What does that mean?
No, like
BBW stands
BBW,
for
nigga.
Big Beautiful Woman, right?
Yeah, BBW. Yeah.
So SSBBW is super size.
Super size.
Okay.
SSBBW.
Yeah.
So super size, big beautiful woman.
Yeah. That's the obese.
Yeah, no.
That's real, boy.
I can't mess with that. Like,
is that when you meet breathing problems?
You see, like, I've got a thing for necks, right? So I like looking at girls' necks. You know, it might be a little creepy to some people, but I think necks are freaking amazing, right? Now, if I can't see your neck, there's a problem. If your chin is sitting on your titties, nah.
And that's not just the big girl problem, though.
You can't just pass chin sitting on the titties.
Yeah, like this. Have you seen them girls? They're like, yeah. And the titties are up here, and you'll find that she's got really small tits, right? But she's just fat. And her chest is just, and she's like this. And nah, B, I can't mess with that.
That's not just a big girl problem. And that could be a big chested skinny girl.
No. But like, listen.
No, I'm just saying.
And you know what? And there's this thing, right? I can't deal with this thing.
What is that thing that you're pointing to?
So, you're making out. Slap down on a girl. Yeah, envelope.
What is an envelope?
You're slapping down on a girl.
What is an envelope?
Everything's good.
Melissa's also daddy, looking at me daddy, like, and where the
daddy,
girls
daddy,
here?
Daddy.
What is an envelope?
This daddy. Thing that covers the bottom
stomach.
Of the pants.
The stomach and the muffin top.
Yeah. I can't deal with that.
That took
thing.
A while. Envelope.
It's an envelope. It's not a muffin top. It's not all the way around. It's like some of them is just here. And you got to lift it up.
And that's not a big girl problem either.
Skinny girls with envelopes.
Envelope, yes.
Nah, yo.
Guys, naya zi trim and lift.
Yeah, it's a lie, that thing, eh?
Do you know what shapers are?
No, shapers, B.
And what they do?
Not just waist trainers.
Like
they have like a body trainer type of thing that trains the booty. It lifts the booty. It brings in the waist. It brings out the chest. It gives them great posture. It's all a lie.
Those things are painful.
It's a lie.
So those girls on Insta that
yeah, Baba, have it's, like it's a lie. You must check it out. Like so you must look at the sometimes there's a mark where you see the where the shaper is.
You know, back in the day, our moms used to wear tights.
Yeah.
Just tights, ne?
Spandex.
But I mean, not spandex. Spandex is shapewear. So before you get to shapewear,
it's just tight.
It was just lycra.
Yeah.
Like Lentema swimming costume. It was just lycra, right?
Yeah.
And the biggest reason why they wore that was because your thighs are chafing. And if you're wearing a skirt, you need something to come in between your thighs so that they don't chafe, right?
Okay.
With time, there came spandex.
Mm.
Spandex didn't just help with chafing. It helped with...
Slip and slide.
Slip and slide.
Not slip and slide.
No. It helps with... it. They call it shapewear for a reason.
Yeah,
when you wear it shapes your body.
Yeah.
So you can have a muffin top and then you put that thing on
and the muffin
and it
top
will
is
take
gone.
Your stomach ne, and rearrange it and put it in places like underneath your boobs or whatever where it all just safely I'm gonna show you a like it's a real
thing. Scary.
So you, do you know what? Have you never seen those mock ads where they are selling these
straight
things?
Straight of Gibraltar is.
Yeah, but like I was far too
you know that
young.
Bullet hole.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That girls have. Yeah. There's pants that make that happen.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't care about no bullet hole though.
I'm just saying that shit is crazy.
Yeah. So my thing is there's shapewear for these things, and that's what it does. So it's like you know how girls wear padded bras so that it enhances.
Mm.
It does that for their body.
Do guys have like things like that?
Yes. Have you ever seen, you know, male makeup?
The beard. Yeah.
There are removable beards.
Yeah, I'm going to give myself a beard.
And I mean, because the beard is such a thing now, everyone wants a beard and everyone wants a guy with a beard.
Can you say Casper
your vest? Hey? Yeah, because did he have a beard before? I don't remember this nigga having
a beard.
No,
he did have a beard, but like...
Is it growing out of... It was like an Anthony Hamilton beard. Is it growing out of his face? Is it like growing out... Because there's guys that can't have beard. I mean, I'm looking at the guys in the studio now.
Zoe, I got a beard, yeah.
Zoe has some kind of something that looks like a beard.
Baba got a trick.
Yeah, it's like that beard that grows in certain parts.
Yep.
Yeah, Anthony Hamilton beard.
Andy Le can't grow a beard. He grows a moustache and...
It's a Van Dyke.
What's that thing?
It's a Van Dyke.
Oh, is it called a Van Dyke?
Sims also grows like a... But you guys are like proper Swati...
Yeah.
And Devedi guys.
Yeah.
Which... Don't grow beards.
The promiscuous.
There's no. There's
the promiscuous.
Because this is another thing that you have to remember is ethnicity goes a long way can grow a beard. But guys do that thing. Have you not seen that WhatsApp video?
No facial hair whatsoever. Like Shangan dudes, like real Shangan dudes.
Yeah, no, they've got no facial hair.
Yeah, no, none of them.
It's when you introduce.
That's very funny.
Mifuna ni a beard.
Yeah,
not beard.
Yeah, but I think also the darker you are, in a way.
Nah,
nigga.
Nah,
shit, nice it's not
It's not necessarily a melanin thing.
It's not a melanin thing.
No ways. Because I generally see like
darker guys have bigger beards.
No, lesser.
Really?
Yeah. Then.
Yeah. Then darker nigga.
See his light skin with the huge ass beard.
Straight.
Yeah, he African.
Nah, I really think it's but he African. So you guys are not in studio.
Yeah, I'm clearly European.
So no, I think it's an ethnicity thing. Really? It's got to do with. This is why
do
I can spot
Shangan
if
men
you
like
are
women?
Swati. If you are look, okay. I think guys who have not been.
Exposed to
the 21st century. No, let's take that back.
Yeah.
I think guys that have
thunder rewinding guys.
I think guys who know what certain traditional teachings way back in the day teach. Because in the African culture, the bigger you are, you speak wealth. You speak
sure.
Do you know what I mean? So. I mean, when I walk into certain parts of South Africa,
it's like
I am
in
heat.
Damn.
Until you get to Joburg, then you're fat.
Five flame emoji.
Yeah. five flame emoji.
Do you know what I mean?
Five
and then you come back into the CBD and it's like, hey, okay.
Yeah.
Drop that burger or whatever. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas then you go into like rural KZN and it's your Dulun Dombazana and it's all of these things, you know? So I think it's really, it goes back to where you're from and how much media you have
been exposed to. Okay.
So what I believe, actually, funny enough, when it comes to thick women, I believe that it's like a subconscious thing. So if you're raised by women that are like big bodied around you,
sure,
mentally you should be attracted to those
until you get
body.
To Jaws.
So you're saying that you're attracted to the people that raised you,
not attracted to the people that I'm raised.
Oh, okay.
But gee, Andy, do you have to make everything
bad,
weird?
How you make it sound so incestuous?
That's what you said.
Now, body size, because I was raised by a specific size, I find that specific size very attractive. You know
it's like how they say women marry their dads girls, what and guys
marry their moms. Yeah.
That's sick, how, incestuous stuff.
Thick game on 100.
No, but I mean, it's like that's your reference of what a great
person
woman is. So I'm not necessarily like if you look at certain people and the people that have raised them and who they're dating, there is some kind of, you know, thing that will show you which, I see why you picked her or whatever the case is. And then you meet your boys and then it's like, why are you with that girl? And then you're no longer with the big girl.
Yeah, that will never work for me. Ain't nobody like my mama. Sorry, ladies.
But, that,
that's actually, that could actually highlight what you mean about why guys keep the thick chicks in the closet.
Why?
They're friends. Then it's people around them.
So peer pressure. But why are you? Why are
so
you?
So once again, they're.
I'm not mean. I mean me. They know me. I'm
no, Pela. No, I heard no, you in the general sense.
Yeah.
Kuzunku zunku.
Kitchen unit.
I mean, I wouldn't like being called kuzunku zunku.
Ah, you know you have it.
No, I don't want to be called.
But I mean, that sounds sexy. Like if I was called a kuzunku zunku, you know, I'd be like, yeah.
But I also think it's like the tone.
Okay.
In which
tell me in the right tone, sir.
No, no.
Tell me in the right tone. Okay. Yeah, tell me in the right tone.
But I gotta.
No, no. Come on, do it.
Do it.
Nah.
But my point is,
that's to say you like fat chicks.
But my point is, like, it's the same way how when you call somebody fat, it's the tone you say it in.
That, okay, so that say fat to me in a nice way.
Ah, man, Tando.
You're so fat, girl.
Yeah, but it's like...
No, that doesn't work either.
Nah.
It's the tone you say it in that... Mm. Because I can say, yo, you fat. Like, that's a diss, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you could be somewhere fat ass else. Over here, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's the tone you say it in. Yeah. So you okay.
Do you think...
I guess it also depends, like, who it's coming from.
Because when we say kuzung, it's a...
It's a term of endearment.
Yeah. That.
Do you think gay guys, like, hide their fat lovers? Hey?
You think it's the same?
Is it a thing? Is every, like, gay guy fit in?
Look, I think it works across the spectrum.
I know, but bougie fat, though. I was in my head, I was searching for a fat gay guy, and I couldn't find one.
Bougie.
Until I remembered bougie. Yeah.
I think it works all the way around. It's human nature. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, it's not it's got nothing to do with sexual orientation. I think it's.
So do you think fat gay guys and fat women share the same type of mentality when it comes to being hidden and...
I guess so.
No?
I doubt it.
Why?
But fat niggas happy.
Yo.
I just don't know, because, like, he's a guy still, you know what I'm saying? And...
So what?
But he doesn't give a fuck.
No, like, no, but listen, why I asked Uzolani the question, coming from a guy's perspective, if he's hidden in a heterosexual relationship. So so it's the same feelings, you know, if you're hidden by a girl, it manifests the same feelings.
Oh, okay.
So it's your girl likes a certain guy next to her publicly, and that won't be you. But when she gets home, that's all you. You know what I mean?
We're not in a position to answer the question.
You know,
it's all speculation.
You know,
and hey, we might just get someone in for that.
We're not obese in here either, and we're speculating on fat people's behalf. Whatever, bite me. I'm allowed to have opinions. You know.
And I'm going on based on the fact that the conversations that I've had people have of being hidden, you know, big girls being hidden. And
yeah, big girls get hidden hard. Yeah.
And it's a real
does
thing.
It
of course it does.
No,
but yeah. I wouldn't hide like a...
Yeah,
but that's you. Do you know what I mean? There's guys who...
Thick God, bruv.
Excuse me, who's thick God?
Sorry.
Okay. There's guys who actually go out of their way, like... Yeah, one other way, the same way you hide a side chick.
Yeah.
You see how much effort that takes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty messy, so
okay.
Hiding.
Then I hope you don't cheat, because hey.
I don't cheat.
I'll bust the windows in your car.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is there's guys who make a conceited effort to hide big girls like they would a side chick.
Yeah.
So it's that real. Mara, the guy ne. Is like
smitten.
He adores this girl, but he constantly has an internal battle with himself.
Do you think our parents then have something to do with that?
Yes.
Like perhaps your parents have set this idea in your head that
you can only
bring back a certain type of girl home.
And it's not just your dad, because that sounds like a masculine.
No, but I'm like, that's why I said parents, because mom's also has a role to play, and she says maybe she's raising you in a certain way to say, no, I, you know, this is the type of girl I'd like to see you with, because growing up, your parents point out pretty girls to you.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, isn't she so pretty?
At that time. And are they all thin? Or they're all 14, so they're all like
I don't know.
Size.
I don't know. Yeah. In my experience with my parents, they just point out pretty girls.
Okay.
Nje.
So size doesn't matter.
No, no. Pretty's pretty, and that's it.
That's amazing.
My parents just don't want me to be with an ugly girl. And I know we all got children and blah, blah, blah.
Got children.
Bloody blah, whatever.
But also the amount of times I've heard women go, oh, in my day, and I was so skinny.
Yeah,
to their daughters, don't eat that because you still need to, you know.
Catch a man.
And how women only...
Prep.
How women only go a certain size after kids or whatever. Do you know what I mean? That's the kind of subtle information that you're getting in the household.
Sure.
So it may not be direct.
Sure.
But it's
but
it's,
somebody's saying to you it's bad to be fat.
It's very subliminal, but it's there.
Subliminal.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's there, you know.
Okay.
And
And so don't be fat.
Well, no, I think.
Yeah, but guys, on the realsies though, health is really important, and you know you gotta look after it. You know.
Yeah.
But if you got a big body, don't feel bad
about your big body.
Just
you know,
be able to handle yourself.
Yeah.
I think.
Don't.
The corn.
Yeah. You know. Don't be too heavy for yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be able to walk up a flight of stairs, you know, with ease. You know.
Hell, be able to run if you need
to. Yeah. Ride a bicycle every once in a while. You know, like every day. You know, something. But just don't, and skinny people get this way too, right? It's not a big thing, little thing, whatever. You can be skinny and unfit as hell. We did a cycle with Utana. I think it was 25 kilometers. Yeah,
It was long.
She kicked my ass.
Yeah.
Kicked my ass.
Have you seen my thighs and how much muscle is in there?
Hey, there was a point I was holding onto a car, right? While I'm on this bicycle.
Save lives.
Yeah.
You smoke all the weed in the
world. Okay, sharp. Yeah. But I was dying on the cycle, right? We were doing a cycle around Soweto. And, yo, there was this point, and I'm like, yo, I am dying. And here comes Tando. She just freaking flies past me. And then at that point, I was like, yeah, no, it's fine. I'm just going to hold on to a car, and it's going to drag me up the steep, and I'll catch up later. Do you know what I mean? But it's not a size thing. And you walk into any type of an environment, and people judge you based on your size. And they go, no, you're clearly unfit.
Mm.
Oh, and this guy's clearly fit because he's got this type of physique.
Mm.
But there's people who generally just don't gain weight.
Yeah.
You know? But it's like the cholesterol thing. Yeah, facts.
Yeah, facts. I don't care.
You know, you might have high cholesterol.
Maybe.
Skinny as you are, you might have a high cholesterol. I don't know how they calculate that shit, but, you know, doctors, they got their things, their toys and whatever. And they're like, yo, you've got high cholesterol and whatever. You know, so I think just watch your health. It's so important.
And also watch the people who you're with. Like I'm saying, if someone is going to keep you a secret, clearly,
and it hurts you,
clearly get out of that relationship. Yeah. I think you're clearly not in the right relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've got a responsibility as well. As the person who's being kept in secret, you've got a responsibility to accept that you are making a decision by being in this particular relationship. That's what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's always fair to just blame guys all the time. You know, oh no, it's the guys. They keep a secret. Girl, you knew what you was getting into.
Mm.
You know, take responsibility for your actions. Now Maui secret, accept that you're a secret. And just get on with life, right? Like life's too short. Life is too damn short to not accept.
Uh-huh. And all women in all different sizes are gorgeous.
Yes.
As long as you
accept the ungorgeous ones.
No, this.
Hey.
Those are the ones with sketchy toes for you, right?
No, like for instance, right? I've got a thing for older women.
Oh yeah.
There's this lady that I love to bits. She owns a restaurant. She's Petticoat the whole nine. Yo, she may be 56 or whatever.
Yeah.
I wax that ass, right? But then I look at Oprah and I look at her feet and I'm like, nah, I'm good. You know, shout out to Oprah. You know, I still want to be on your show. You know, but yeah, You know,
it's
I think
crazy how the show flew, right?
is it time now?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, guys. So yeah, oh, basically, no. My lesson is choose the people you want to be with, and if they ain't choosing you, get out.
Yeah. Oh, get a guy if you're a guy. Maybe that's the thing. How do you know if you've never tried it? Have you tried making out with a dude?
No.
What if guys make out better than girls?
But what if the thought of it just disgusts me, full stop?
Okay, what? No, that's just... That no. We're all yeah, children that, of God.
Whoa, guys, thank you we're so much for joining us on
Shout
the show.
Shout out to my gay uncle, though.
See you, homie.
It's been real. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you from Nolu Thando Nkosi. And here comes the title.
AK half man, half amazing, cool as ice, twice as nice. Thank you. See you next week, Wednesday.
Cheers.
This is CliffCentral.com.